Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A number of weeks back, while my oldest daughter, Trinity, was in the midst of her finals just prior to Christmas break, she gave me a call about 7:30 one morning. She had just gotten off work from her 11 to 7 shift through the night, where she works at the coffee shop in the main library on campus. And she called just to tell me that she was surprised at how many people were there in the library pulling all-nighters, getting ready for their finals. But her news didn't really surprise me at all, probably because I remember from my days in college how many people pulled all-nighters getting ready for finals. But also because I understand some of the basic shortfalls in human sinful nature probably better than she does. And one of those shortfalls is the tendency to put off till tomorrow what should be done today. That's why every year come hurricane season, there is a run on the grocery and hardware stores in those areas that are in the path of the storms. No matter how often folks are told to be prepared and to have supplies on hand, the reality is that most folks don't do it until the storm is bearing down upon them. They don't get ready until the time is short. But why? Why don't students study sufficiently throughout the semester so they don't have to cram at the very end? Why don't folks buy their plywood and a generator and a supply of water before the storms even develop? Why don't people use the present to prepare for the future? I think it comes down to priorities. You see, 2 months prior to the finals, the Friday night party, or the evening pep rally, or the weekend at home, or the goofing around in the dorm seems more important than the way down the road, plenty of time to study for exam. Same holds true for folks who live along the Gulf Coast or on the Eastern Seaboard. On a beautiful day in May, spending the day out boating or fishing or just hanging out at the beach seems more important than buying supplies for a hurricane season that is still months away. Too often our priorities get messed up when we think that we have plenty of time to get those really important things done later. And that's how many of us feel about the end of time. Many of us have this idea that it's such a long way off. And because it is so far away, we really don't need to take care of the really important things now. We can put them off for a while, and we'll get to them later. I remember thinking that way when I was a teenager. One time specifically, it was a beautiful summer day. Got up in the morning, my dad told me before he left for work that morning that he wanted the lawn mowed before he came home. Now, my dad didn't usually come home until 6 p.m. or so I spent the morning, early afternoon, out playing tennis, riding my bike, just hanging out. You can probably see where this is going. Around 3:30 p.m. or so, my dad came driving in the driveway and immediately noticed an unmowed lawn. And his son, me, in the living room watching television. That is a tirade I will not soon forget. In fact, I don't think I'll ever forget it because my dad called me lazy. I spent the rest of my teenage years and my young adult life trying to prove to him that I wasn't. But that's another story. You see, I thought that I still had plenty of time to get the job done. And I really did thoroughly intend to mow the lawn. I just didn't realize that the time was short. Our epistle reading today, St. Paul wrote, "What I mean, brothers, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none. Those who mourn as if they did not. Those who are happy as if they were not. Those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep. Those who use the things of this world as if not engrossed in them. For this world in its passing form, or in its present form, is passing away." Paul is not telling us to neglect our wives or to ignore our emotions or to dispose of all our material belongings. He is telling us to rethink our priorities, to get them straight, to focus on the things that really matter in terms of eternity. Jesus would call that the laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. But it's so easy to get caught up, isn't it, in the concerns of this world. To spend all of our time and our energy and our money on things that are fleeting, that really won't be here very long. Isn't it funny how we can always find that extra dollar or that extra minute to spend on our hobbies and our collections and our interests, but we're too often strapped for cash, have no time when it comes to serving God. We're more than ready to give somebody a piece of our mind when they've wronged us, but we're not so willing to give them a piece of our heart when they're in need. We have no problem talking to the folks at the coffee shop or the parents of the kids on our ball team about the Longhorns or about the Cowboys, but we can't say word one to them about our faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, too often we have some very mixed up priorities. The point of Paul's words today is simply to remind us that the time is short and that the end is near. Jesus is coming back soon. And probably like my dad on that summer day, sooner than we think. We don't have time to waste on trivial matters. We need to prepare for His coming now. And not for our sake, but for the sake of others. For you see, you and I are prepared for Christ's return. We live prepared because of our baptism into and our faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Our sins have all been forgiven, and our names are already written in God's book of life. We're just kind of here waiting for that day to come. Our bags are packed and our ticket is in hand. But not so for many of our friends and our coworkers and our probably even our relatives. There are many of them who don't know Jesus. And they are not prepared for His coming. And they probably don't even know that the time is short. They are convinced that things like Longhorn football and neighborhood cookouts, that those things are the substance and the essence of life. And as long as we place those things as our life's priorities too, they will never know anything different. The time is short. How short? I don't know. But trying to wait it out and delay to the last minute to get prepared is quite literally playing with fire. It's time for us as the church and we as Christians to rethink our priorities. It's time for us to focus on the things that really matter, those things that are truly important, not just the things that seem important at the time. It's time for us to live each day with spiritual priorities and a heavenly agenda. It's time for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that our sins have been forgiven and that our salvation has been prepared because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus, to take center stage in our lives. Today, tomorrow, and always. For you see, Christ is coming. And He's coming soon. We're ready for Him. The world is not. May we each live in such a way as to help them prepare for that day also. To the glory of God and for the sake of Jesus our Savior, we pray. Amen.